USA Radio News.
The Nashville bombing could be tied to conspiracy theories about 5G technology. A Nashville realtor who knows possible suspect Anthony Quinn Warner tells local TV station News 4 the FBI asked him yesterday if Warner had a paranoia about 5G. The realtor says he didn't know. Some conspiracy theorists believe 5G is being used by governments around the world to spy on its citizens. Meanwhile, retired FBI bomb technician Jim Maxwell tells CNN which clues may be most helpful for investigators.
The color of the smoke of the explosion is indicative of a certain type of explosive. The sound of the explosion, was it a distinct crack or was it a low rumble? The smell of the explosive.
Possible human remains found at the scene of the blast, but they have not been confirmed to be Warner. Millions of Americans could be losing their unemployment benefits. The budget bill passed by Congress remains unsigned. President Trump's signature needed to keep unemployment benefits going for an estimated 12 million Americans. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
The coronavirus's deadly impact being felt more than ever this month. Dan Naraki has more.
The United States has reached a grim milestone in the fight against coronavirus, as 1 in 1,000 Americans have died of COVID-19. According to data from Johns Hopkins University, the total number of people who have died from COVID since the beginning of the pandemic topped 331,000 on Saturday, with December becoming the deadliest month this year. Nearly 60,000 people have succumbed to the virus this month. Health officials have warned that a continued surge after the holidays could raise the death toll to over 400,000 by early next year. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Three people killed in what appears to be a random act of violence, a shooting last night at a bowling alley in Rockford, Illinois. Three killed and three injured, two teenagers among those shot, no word in their conditions, a 37-year-old man in custody. A deadly shooting during the filming of a rap video happening in Lynn, Massachusetts last night. One man killed and five hurt, all in their 20s, two victims with life-threatening injuries. No arrest announced. This is USA Radio News.
You can get the best night's sleep of your life at the best savings you'll ever find. The MyPillow Premium Pillow is on sale right now. A standard or queen premium MyPillow, $29.98. King size, only $5 more. That's a $40 savings. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Also, great savings on all the MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
We now have a better idea of what and how people ate 2,000 years ago. Archaeologists in Pompeii, Italy, recently announcing they found the remains of an ancient cafe that served hot food and drinks. The food counter, one of several places in Pompeii, buried in ash after a volcanic eruption in 79 AD. A generous customer makes Christmas a little brighter for a struggling waitress. Here's Tim Berg.
A waitress in Iowa got a $1,000 tip just in time for the holidays. A customer at a Baker Square just outside of Des Moines decided to leave a large tip to a hard-working waitress in the week ahead of Christmas.
My partner and I had a wonderful idea to give someone in the restaurant industry a gift before Christmas. We know that the restaurant industry has been hit hard during COVID-19.
Ramona Wink says she also left tips for other employees. She tells WHO in Des Moines that she's really passionate about helping people find hope and healing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Former college football coach Urban Meyer drawing the interest of NFL teams. ESPN reporting today that at least two teams have reached out to Meyer to gauge his interest. A source tells ESPN Meyer is intrigued by the possibility and could make a decision next week on whether to pursue an opportunity. The 56-year-old has been out of coaching since retiring 2 years ago from Ohio State. And LeBron James announced yesterday as the Associated Press Male Athlete of the Year for the fourth time. King James winning his fourth NBA title last season and fourth NBA Finals MVP trophy. James joining Lance Armstrong and Tiger Woods as the only athletes to win the AP award four times. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.